only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief with a fascinating analysis of the week's event, top story of the week, and I think you'll find this one especially interesting and perhaps a little disturbing, but it's going to be a very interesting story. So, Joel, you pick it up.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you. I'll start with the story on Pat Tillman's death. As I said in my headline, by not-so-friendly fire. With anger and indignation in his face, former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld denounced Dennis Kucinich, claimed that he and others were guilty of a cover-up of the real cause of Corporal Pat Tillman's death. Rumsfeld said, I know that I would not engage in a cover-up. I know that no one in the White House suggested such a thing to me. I know that the gentlemen sitting next to me are men, and those were military generals, are men of enormous integrity, would not participate in something like that. That's standard procedure, of course, what he said in any big lie. Make a bold-faced assertion of integrity and indignation. But, you know, even the mother of Tillman doesn't believe Rumsfeld. She still believes top Pentagon leaders tried to cover up the truth about her son's death, and I try to analyze why. There's been a belated explanation of the government that he died of friendly fire. But let's analyze what a cover-up is. Friendly fire incidents have killed hundreds in this war. But the cover-up was clear when it became evident that the Army fabricated the entire scenario of his death in a firefight with insurgents, which never happened. I mean, how can you say there's no cover-up when you do the following? One, you create a story that never happened. Somebody had to sit down, knowingly say, we've got to invent a story. That's a cover-up. Next, they gave him a medal. They gave him the Silver Star, and they had to write a citation for that medal. That citation has to explain specifically what act of heroism he did to merit the medal. They had to invent that whole clause. That's a cover-up. So these things are proofs, in fact, that these, you know, a citation for a medal like the Silver Star has to go up through various levels of command. Everybody had to be involved in the cover-up because this was a fabrication. Now, yes, Pat Tillman was killed by bullets fired by his fellow soldiers, but it was the grouping of the bullets that tells us something different than friendly fire. According to documents acquired by the AP, Associated Press, Army medical examiners were suspicious as soon as they examined the body. There were three bullet holes in very close proximity on his forehead. And they tried without success to get authorities to investigate whether the former NFL player's death amounted to a crime. Of course it was a crime. Let's talk about friendly fire. Friendly fire means that you are so far away from the person, there's lack of coordination, and somebody runs into your field of fire and you shoot somebody without knowing it. But I'll tell you, when you take an M16 weapon, the version that the Rangers use has a trigger position which gives a three-round burst of bullets. That means you pull the trigger once and it throws off three rounds and then stops. That's called a triple tap. Well, you don't throw a triple tap at somebody at 90 yards, which is the official story that the distance the soldiers were away, and therefore they couldn't recognize Tillman. You don't throw a triple tap at somebody at 90 yards and get three bullet holes in the forehead. You'd be lucky to get one bullet in the head at that distance. This was done at very close range, Dr. Stan.
That's actually what the examiner said. He said he thought it was perhaps as close as 10 yards away.
Yeah, and I'd say 3 yards or less. Even 10 yards is 30 feet, and, you know, it's... It looks to me with these three close bullet holes here that this was 3 yards or less. That means this was an execution. Now, so this is a very close range killing, too close to be for mistaken identity. Besides, none of the soldiers, and this is also very interesting, who are with Tillman at the time, are being allowed to come forward and tell their version of what happened. I mean, every one of those soldiers that was with him in the day is known. Not one of their testimonies is anything but classified. They're all classified. That's a cover-up. Every part of this investigation is classified, and that's a cover-up. Who are they trying to protect this information from? From the enemy? Is there anything about this killing that the enemy shouldn't know? The reason for classifying this is to cover up government wrongdoing, to protect the person or persons who killed him. Now, I think Tillman was killed deliberately and not by accident. That said, I do not agree that he was knocked off by the government, as has been suggested by some, for fear that he would become an icon against the war once he returned. Yes, there is evidence that he was becoming anti-war, but the establishment press is perfectly capable of suppressing such stories, as I will momentarily describe. Tillman was, according to family and friends, very disillusioned with the war, but I don't think it's likely that the government would try to talk one of his buddies into killing him. Think how difficult that is, to try to go from one buddy to another and expect this secret to be kept, get them to kill Tillman, and, you know, it's hard to do with a soldier. Nor is it likely that they would know where to put an independent assassin within 10 yards of Tillman during a maneuver of engagement. That's just also completely untenable. But there are other possibilities. There are more personal arguments and disagreements in combat that lead soldiers to shoot other soldiers. You know, in my experience in the Vietnam era, many officers in Vietnam was fragged by his men. Frag is an acronym in Vietnam, meaning that enlisted men would roll a grenade into the tent of the soldier or the officer he didn't like and essentially kill him. And nobody could trace, you know, who blew the officer up, but there were, you know, not a few officers that were fragged in Vietnam. And sometimes in Iraq, for example, soldiers commit crimes that their buddies see. When one has a pang of conscience and decides to report the crime, he might end up dead before he can tell, because the person shoots him. Sometimes leader gives orders that another soldier doesn't want to go through with, and they get into a shootout. That's happened before, too. Tillman was one of those soldiers of principle that was capable of holding line that others may not have liked. A soldier may have wanted to abandon the quest for the ridge that they were assigned to go up and take because of the danger involved, and he may have confronted him with deadly force and turned around and shot Tillman. Anyway, someday someone's going to leak the truth out. Whatever the truth is, the Army did cover it up, so it must have had some very negative consequences. But you know, Dr. Stan, there's a lot more people complicit in this cover-up than Donald Rumsfeld and the direct military officers over Tillman. I want to be very clear about this. I watched almost every single version of the news on Wednesday about these congressional hearings on Tillman's death. Not a single congressman. We can finish this after.
All that we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups
or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and we're talking about Pat Tillman's, and I believe it was a murder. I've studied this. He was killed. He was killed intentionally. But the question is, why? Why the cover up? Why didn't they just come forward and tell the truth? Or, well, anyway, you go ahead with the story, Joel.
Well, the issue I'm trying to make now, Dr. Stan, is that the issue before us is not just friendly fire. The issue is this suppressed medical examiner report that said their suspicion of a crime because of the three bullets in the forehead. This isn't just one shot that killed him from friendly fire or two shots in different parts of the body. This is three shots to the forehead, which looks very much like an assassination. Now, not one person on the congressional side of the hearing or at the witness table went beyond the friendly fire issue to speak to the issue of the suppressed medical examiner's report. Now, not one news organization on television, not one, Dr. Stan, mentioned the three bullets in the forehead. This is typical of the conspiratorial tactic in the news media to divert attention from an even more incontrovertible truth. You emphasize a lesser truth that does some damage to the person, but you avoid the real truth that would highlight a serious crime and cover up. In other words, they make the issue friendly fire when in fact the issue is murder, and there's a real difference there. So they enliven the public by saying we're going after this issue of friendly fire and cover-up. But in fact, they never did go after the cover-up. Whenever the congressman made a charge, even Dennis Kucinich, directly charging there's been a cover-up here, and Donald Rumsfeld, it's almost like he's handing him an excuse to give a vigorous denial. Then not one of these congressmen ever came back to Rumsfeld with the evidence. Here's what they could have done. And mind you, Dr. Stan, these are attorneys, most of these in Congress, who know how to cross-examine. They could have said, what do you mean, Rumsfeld, that there's no cover-up? Who wrote the citation that was completely fraudulent about the heroism in the face of fire? Who signed off on that citation, Mr. Rumsfeld? That's a cover-up. Who created the official story that's talked about soldiers shooting from 90 yards away? That's a cover-up. That never happened. You can't tell me this was incompetence. You can't tell me this was... You know, that kind of interchange should have been right there on television to fry Donald Rumsfeld in his chair and every one of those military generals to get them to say who wrote up the fabrications, because that's proof of a conspiracy. Now, lest we think that these people didn't know about the medical examiner report, I can tell you that every congressional staff pours over the internet daily for alternative stories to make sure their boss doesn't get blindsided by things that come up on the internet that are avoided by the establishment news. Just ask any reporter, even an establishment reporter, why he doesn't cover such and such an issue that came out on the internet, why the president is silent, and he'll tell you something about his editor wouldn't like it or some excuse like that wouldn't be credible. But he'll rarely say, I've never heard of it. As I wrote several years ago, the press distorts the news not so much by outright lies, but what it refuses to tell us. It's the power of omission of key truths that is crucial to keeping the public ignorant and compliant.
Well, it was very interesting. I did a lot of research on this. I was fascinated by it. Apparently, a young man named Brian O'Neill, who was with Tillman that morning, was ordered to write up a fraudulent recommendation for the Silver Star, and his officers knew it was fraudulent, and the people, you know, in the unit were actually ordered not to talk to anybody about it. They even cut off the radio and internet access, you know, for that unit, so that no word would get of the truth would get out. Obviously, there was a very conscious effort to conceal what was behind the murder of Pat Tillman, and he was murdered, no question.
And you see, Dr. Stan, that's why I see that Congress is complicit. They make the appearances as if they're investigating something, but they throw softball questions out at them. And they don't come back with any of the counters that you just mentioned. You know, if we have names on the internet, what about so-and-so? What about who has testified that he was told by his fellow officers to create out of whole cloth or fabricate a citation for the Silver Star? You know, what would those generals have said there? Well, my memory's a little hazy. You know, it would have put them in a very uncomfortable position. So I think we're dealing here with a massive deception, where the deception is that Congress is really investigating things, is really representing our interest, when in fact they're helping to cover up, even as they attack in a mild-mannered form, the opposition. This is what's so very difficult for conservatives to see through, is the fact that even when the press attacks George Bush, they're doing it in such a way that in fact still maintains his credibility, still pays reverence and honor to them, and doesn't really, you know, put out the barrage that would call for an impeachment of a president. And so they really aren't in opposition. You know, I learned long ago that the press, in fact, was liberal, but in fact it was more than just liberal. It was globalist in orientation, because certainly if it really was liberal, it would be attacking the president on issues much more broadly and voraciously than they have been.
And, you know, one of the most amazing things is this one general, Lieutenant General, who was actually censured over this. Apparently, when he was questioned on 70 occasions, this general said, "I just don't remember." Now, you're not a Lieutenant General in the United States Army, fairly young. He's 60 years old when he retires. "I don't remember. My memory is faulty. I just don't recall." I mean, obviously, he's covering, and he's covering up for somebody at a higher level. That's quite obvious.
That's right. You know, and it's fairly easy to undo those types of fabrications and or pretensions that they're simply don't remember. When you're doing a proper investigation, you say, "All right, now, General, remember, you're under oath." And then you go out and you subpoena the various people that he was working with, and you ask them, "Did you discuss so-and-so with the general?" You gain evidence, in fact, that he did know this and this and this, and that he talked about it numerous times, and then you convict him on perjury.
Sure.
You know, but they don't go after them.
Obviously, this goes right to the highest levels of government. When a three-star general is covering for somebody, the question is, oh, who is he covering for? And why are they covering this up? Why was Pat Tillman murdered? He was murdered.
Yes, he was. And as I say, we will probably someday know the answer. Somebody will probably leak the information out. It always happens that, at least most often, in these major conspiracies, whether it's JFK or Oklahoma City bombing or the 9/11, you have people coming out of the woodwork saying, "You know, I helped plant the bombs," or, "You know, I saw this and this, and the explosion went off at such and such a time." We know so much more now about 9/11 than we did before. But let me just switch back to the main topic of today's World Affairs Brief. It's the rush to change the surveillance law, and it's based on a lie, Dr. Stan. Suspiciously, you know, a convenient crisis arose when the demands that Congress fix the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which is FISA, acronym FISA, immediately by giving broad powers to the Attorney General. You know, the President was on every Republican, Mike McConnell, the intelligence czar was on saying, "We have to get this passed this week, claiming that this is an emergency. It was triggered by a secret order by a secret FISA judge. And notice that. The order's secret. The judge's name is secret, so we have to trust the government that this order even exists. Supposedly prohibits the government from listening in on any foreign calls that are routed through U.S. lines or equipment in the United States." So suddenly, Mike McConnell is saying our intelligence forces are blind, we have a severe crisis, we're losing intelligence every single day because of this order, and that's all a big lie. In fact, the NSA constantly analyzes all telephone traffic without a warrant.
Sure.
Then they cherry-pick the information. They gather enough information to seek out a few token warrants to make it appear if they're acting within the law. But in fact, the warrant process is completely reverse of what people think. Instead of gaining intelligence and suspicions and bringing the evidence before a judge to authorize a warrant to search, the government searches everything in communication, then presents the actual proof to the judge to justify continued surveillance. In other words, they have the proof and they go to a judge for a warrant after the fact to make it appear as if they're still being legal. In fact, when you look at the few hundred warrants that they present before FISA, are we to believe, Dr. Stan, that they only have a few hundred surveillance all year long in the NSA? This is just ludicrous. This entire debate is how slow it takes to get a warrant is a sham. There's no limitations on our government, how they eavesdrop on conversations, nor any technology that truly separates foreign domestic from domestic spying. Let me just repeat that. With the echelon NSA system, when you have satellite surveillance of communications, there is no way, because of the electromagnetic spectrum branching up from any part of the Earth, those satellites are going to pick it up. There's no way for them to say, we're drawing a line with the satellite and we won't pick up any electromagnetic radiation from the United States. They get it all, Dr. Stan.
Sure. And I think anybody has only to go to the Internet and punch in echelon to know that this eavesdropping on all telephone calls, emails, and faxes existed long before the September 11th attack. And that's every telephone call monitored by computer and then have gone over by human beings, if there's a question.
Yes, and even then it's filtered down through keywords by computers. They don't have anywhere near enough human analysts to actually go through very much more than several thousand a day. With millions and millions of intercepts that they have all day long going on. But you see, the public needs to understand that the government would have you believe that they're using old-fashioned spying methods to get evidence on potential terrorists. But the only agents the U.S. now has involved with terrorists are informant provocateurs who are tasked to induce young radical Muslims to talk about terrorism and to do or plan terrorist acts. The U.S. admittedly has very few actual human spies. These are called UMINT, or human intelligence sources, versus ELINT, which is electronic intelligence. So those limited assets could not possibly, human assets, could not possibly be providing the basis for thousands of telephone intercepts that the government seeks warrants for. These are only a pittance, of course, of the total eavesdropping done. The U.S. abandoned human intelligence years ago after spies within the CIA and FBI compromised most of our foreign assets. And they switched in favor of electronic surveillance from satellites and ground intercept stations. But what satellite surveillance doesn't cover is covered by computerized intercept equipment at internet service providers and telephone exchanges throughout the country. You know, for decades, not just since the Bush administration, but for decades, there have existed a room of equipment in each telephone exchange set aside for federal law enforcement to eavesdrop on any conversation they want. Nowadays, this is done by automatic computers constantly connected to the equipment. That equipment can target and record specific telephone numbers, but it normally just sits there routing all communications to supercomputers that analyze and trap conversations triggered by certain keywords. Now, the FBI and other agencies, and I want to repeat this, the FBI and other agencies who use those rooms do not show any warrants to telephone employees before entering those rooms. So there's absolutely no accountability from the telephone companies for the government eavesdropping that goes on in those rooms. If you ask any telephone employee, we don't know what goes on in there. We're prohibited from going into those rooms. Do they ever show you a warrant? No, we've never seen a warrant. We're not authorized even to ask for a warrant. So you see, where's the accountability? What's the purpose of a warrant if, in fact, they've got an open room, then go in and tap anything and everything, and there's no one checking on them?
Well, unfortunately, Joel, we have people working in government who do not obey the law, who do not believe in the law. They have an objective, and that is monitoring every American, looking for dissent, looking for people who might not want to go along with the plan for the New World Order, the New World Religion. And they're keeping dossiers at least on certain people here in America. and vast numbers of them. We have no idea how many, but they are collecting dossiers on American citizens who have nothing to do with terrorists. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen.
Destiny Lending. Can investment properties be profitable?
Yes. Today's rentals are cash flowing. Bank-owned properties are selling at 70% of value. With mortgage rates still at a 40-year low and little to no down payment needed, now is definitely the time to buy.
So call Angela Smith at Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. Call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Kath every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Joel Skousen. Joel, go right ahead.
You know, even congressional oversight is a sham on these aspects. Let me tell you that every single Congressional Committee on Intelligence gets all of this, their information 100% from the government and the government alone. They know only what they are told. They have no independent means of checking or verifying what the government tells them. The system is rigged. In fact, Democrats have all but caved in on any substantive objections to this new railroad job to change the FISA Act. This is a done deal. They're only haggling about how broad will be the language or of authorization given the Attorney General, his power to bypass the FISA court, and whether or not a time limit should be placed on this authorization. Senator Ron Wyden is demanding the FISA court still play a role, but these judges are all yes men to the administration anyway, including the nameless judge who wrote the order, which in fact merely triggered the crisis. This was a put-on. There wasn't any order to stop the government. It was just something that he agreed to do in order to create a crisis so that Congress would be forced to act. This is pure Hegelian dialectic at its best. All the Democrats have bought into this disinformation about the CIA, NSA being restricted by this court, this FISA court. Once the premise for the law is falsified and accepted, no true opposition can be effective. So once again, let me repeat the key element. The entire drive to change the law will change nothing at all. All communications are now being tracked and analyzed. This debate is only meant to give legitimacy to what the federal government has been doing illegally for years. By bringing it out in the open and rehashing each new crisis, the public eventually gets used to the fact that they are being surveilled, and they begin to accept it, especially when they keep being assured it is related only to foreign terrorists, which is a lie. You know, as the bill describes, there's no way to restrict this to foreigners, especially when they're talking to a U.S. citizen. Does that mean that they can't surveil? The point is they do nothing. They don't try to make any of that determination. They just surveil all communications. Every Democratic candidate and every Democratic congressman repeated multiple times during talk show appearances, all this falderal about we being at great risk for terrorism. Once everyone accepts this false premise, the destruction of our civil liberties proceeds with token opposition. Every once in a while, of course, a new terrorist attack has to be induced in order to keep the public believing in this phony war on terrorism. And that brings me to the next subject. There is, of course, a new terrorist warning that is just flooding the internet by a self-styled Israeli-American counterterrorism expert named Yuval Aviv. And he is claiming that the terrorists are going to hit, exactly as I have predicted for many years, that they'll hit multiple cities simultaneously in small ways, like they do in Israel. They're going to try to hit even rural America to send a message that you're not protected. You figured if you moved out of New York and moved to Montana, you'd be safe. And they're going to say, no, that isn't true. Well, he's claiming this next attack will come in the next 90 days and hit the small, normal type of targets, the standard way in which normal terrorism should be acting. Now, of course, nothing has been happening like that. We have only high-profile terrorism in the United States, even with open borders. Now, one of the reasons why I'm suspicious of this that he's claiming that he has inside intelligence. But I personally think that he's guessing based upon his knowledge of normal terrorist attacks in Israel. And he probably feels like he's got a pretty good chance that this will come true. But in fact, I'm not so sure that the government would in fact try to allow normal terrorism to occur. Because what that would do is focus public attention on the fact that we have open borders and would create a great deal of demand from the public to shut down our borders, and that's something the administration doesn't want. So that's one of the reasons why I don't think that the administration wants any terrorism to be traced to border crossing, lest it destroy their agenda to having open borders and lack of controls which foment this multicultural agenda. Now, on another level...
Before we go on, Joel, let's go ahead and get out your web page so that people will know how they can get in touch with you and perhaps get your weekly World Affairs Brief.
The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service. There is a modest subscription price for this weekly update that you get in your email. You can review the current World Affairs Brief if you want a one-time sample without charge by editing, by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if you have trouble remembering that, you can go to worldaffairsbrief.com, and the current brief is showcased on the front page, and it tells you how to gain a free sample copy if you'd like one. Also on the front page, of course, my staff puts up the best of the stories of each day so that you can get your links to the top stories of interest right on the front page of the news. I do an analysis of those stories, adding the material that you won't get from the standard media each Friday. And there's much else that is free on the website, a lot of archival material on the left-hand side about government cover-ups, everything from JFK assassination to 9/11. A special piece on how they manage and manipulate the news. One of the most important pieces is strategic threats for the coming decade. It's my general theory on what I think the globalists are up to and why that they are leading us into a scenario which will create a World War III, which will get us into a new world order. And finally, on the left-hand side of the website, you can find a list of the books that I've written to help people prepare for these types of things.
Well, I certainly recommend to our listeners that they get the World Affairs Brief on a weekly basis. Certainly go to the webpage and read it every day, but consider subscribing. I always enjoy reading the World Affairs Brief. So go right ahead there, Joel.
Well, we were talking about Yuval Aviv. Now, he claims to be the former bodyguard of Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir. He says he was tasked by her to search out the identity of the attackers who killed the Jewish Olympic team in Munich. So he claims to be the source of the book Vengeance, the true story of an Israeli counter-terrorist team, on which Steven Spielberg's film Munich was based. And Aviv claims to have worked for the Mossad and had other contacts and dealings with U.S. intelligence. He does have written evidence to back up some of the latter claims. But I'm always suspicious of anyone who is coming out of Israeli intelligence because of the seamless relationship between the Mossad and the CIA. But one thing does stand out in Aviv's background that makes him more credible than most, and that is that he was, as a private investigator, hired to uncover information about the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 in Lockerbie, Scotland. And ever since he uncovered the drug relationship between the CIA, the drug pipeline, and the Middle Eastern terrorists which were running that pipeline, the government has been trying to attack and discredit Aviv. There was a public radio documentary called Shadow Over Lockerbie just recently, which gave a surprising amount of information about the government's campaign to get Aviv. Two Libyan hijackers were set up to take the fall for the U.S., and they were sentenced on trumped-up charges. It's true that they were terrorists, but they weren't, in fact, the ones running this operation.
We'll be right back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and you go right ahead with the story, Joel.
Well, Pan Am Airlines hired Yuval Aviv to try to find out who the real terrorists were involved in that. And he uncovered through his Israeli sources, who have infiltrated most terrorist organizations in the Middle East, he found out that there was a Syrian and Iranian connection to the drug pipeline that was going through Frankfurt Airport. And he also found information from those sources that they had CIA contacts that they were dealing with, and it was a CIA-run drug pipeline that they were paying them to deliver the drugs to the airport, and the CIA would make sure that they got on board Pan Am. The Pan Am was being used as a drug courier airline for the CIA. Now, there's been other whistleblowers and evidence to support that charge where Pan Am was being used to haul drugs in from Panama and South America as well. So we know that there is credible evidence to back that up. But what Aviv did not find out, mostly because his Israeli sources were covering for this portion of the truth. Once again, as I say, they gave him a portion of the truth in order to give him something to satisfy his clients, but they denied the essential truth was that the fact that this was a much bigger operation and was involving not only drugs but arms going back to the terrorists. They weren't just getting paid money by the CIA for this drug pipeline, but they were getting arms. The CIA was giving arms to terrorism. And apparently a CIA team in the Middle East found out about this operation, confronted their superiors, and were told to shut up about it. And they, in essence, they quit and decided to head home to the United States to blow the whistle on the CIA operation. This team was on Pan Am Flight 103, and that's the reason why, in my analysis, the CIA slipped a bomb on board in order to take out this team, who was, in fact, going to blow the whistle on this entire operation. So all of this cover-up about blaming this on Libyans, who were also related to the drug pipeline, was simply a cover-up of the actual purpose of the downing of Flight Pan Am 103, and that was to take out this team who was going back to the United States to blow the whistle. This explains why the CIA came in, demanded that they have complete access to the site, and prohibited any Scottish police for a day and a half from having access to the crash site. While they rummaged through all the luggage, they hauled off several pieces of luggage, according to Scottish police, and those happened to be all the evidence that this CIA team was taking back to the United States. So this was very much a U.S. operation. Aviv got too close to it, and they tried to discredit him, even though he never did put two and two together about the drug, about the CIA terrorist connection. And the CIA team, they came out through another New York Greenwich Village paper.
I think what's so interesting is that before the Scots court, where the two Libyans were tried, one was exonerated and the other is going to get a second trial. In other words, this whole thing is contrived, so if they didn't do it, who did? Which gives far more credence to this story that you're telling.
That's right, and that's the reason for this other trial, is that these were trumped-up charges on this. Now, one of the interesting things about the charges against when the government went after Aviv is they went after him supposedly for bilking a client, which was General Electric Capital, he did some investigations for them on financial fraud and dealings. And the government filed fraud charges in 1994, and the charge was that he had basically not done certain interviews on a fact-finding trip to the Caribbean that he claimed that he had for the company. But in the trial of 1995, in the Southern District of New York, Aviv produced records showing that he had, in fact, conducted all the interviews for which he had billed GE Capital for, and the jury deliberated just 90 minutes before acquitting Aviv. Interesting enough, after the verdict, the presiding judge, Lewis Stanton, wondered aloud in the courtroom why the FBI had gone out of its way to prosecute Aviv, given that the alleged victim, GE Capital, had filed no complaint. Now, this is unheard of, Dr. Stan. When the government goes after somebody on behalf of a private corporation, when the corporation's totally satisfied with his work.
They were obviously out to get him.
That's right.
The government targets you, they're going to make your life miserable.
You know, the judge said that circumstances led him to infer that the fraud charges against Aviv were generated from some other source, and the only source in record so far has been FBI people who were working on the Lockerbie case. So even the judge put together the fact that this came out of the Lockerbie investigation of the FBI. They were simply trying to shut down Aviv. Now, given this background, I'm inclined to believe Aviv does have Israeli connections and that he is still a self-promoter of some sort. I don't think he's fronting for a government agent provocateur who's planning the next terrorist attack, but that doesn't mean his Israeli contacts may not have got wind of such a coming attack and are feeding that to Aviv. This is the promoter part of Aviv. He's written the latest book on how Americans should prepare for terrorist attacks, and it's all good advice, something that the Israelis have used for years. But the U.S. government has no interest in promoting. You know, it's interesting when you talk about FEMA throwing all of their millions of dollars towards preparing for disasters. They don't throw any money at getting the U.S. people to prepare for themselves, which is your only preparation that you can rely on in major disasters or terrorist events. In fact, I'll go so far as to say that your greatest threat after a terrorist attack in the United States is from the government reaction to that terrorist attack, not the terrorist attack itself. It's the government overreaction, whether it's shutting down the entire transportation system or the airline system, shutting down freeways and locking people in the Superdome. You know, that's the thing that's really dangerous to your health, is get into the net of government heavy-handed operations after one of these disasters. But the government wants everybody dependent on FEMA and government control when they have these types of disasters, and that's one of the reasons why they don't want people independently preparing, so that they are free from government control.
Agreed. I think we need to stress so much that people make preparations and make them now, and you realize we're out of time. God bless you. Thanks so much, Joel. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Goodbye.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont. We buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont. 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and as I was saying, if you have not made your arrangements to look after yourself, you need to. We carry a video called Sheltering in Place. If there was a chemical, biological, nuclear attack, you're going to have to know how to look after yourself at home. And this is a good overview. I've got it, watched it, think it's worthwhile, and we're going to be carrying it. Sheltering in Place is an excellent video. Secondly, if you need emergency supplies, why, if you'd like an emergency catalog with food, barrels, pumps, anything you might need, give us a call. We'll be glad to send you a free catalog, 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927 if you need an emergency catalog. But, you know, make your preparations now. There may be facilities right there in Colorado where you can get this material. Get it. It doesn't matter where you get it, but start planning now because I believe we're in for some very difficult times in the coming, not years, but coming months. And then begin to understand the spiritual component of what's going on. That's why you need to read my book or see the video, Brotherhood of Darkness. My new talk, which is titled Forbidden Secret, which tells you the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies. And this is what the Theosophists and the Gnostics and the Kabbalists and the certainly the Templars and the Rosicrucians and the Masons are all about. It's all about this secret, which leads you into an understanding that there is another God. And they believe, of course, that the Christians are worshiping a false God. Well, of course, Christians believe there is only one God, but they believe that there are two gods. And when you understand that, all of their beliefs make sense. Well, Forbidden Secret is important. Certainly the award-winning DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, is important, along with the second one of the series, Riddles in Stone. Then, of course, we have a talk that was given to our last conference by Chris Pinto, who made Secret Mystery and Riddles in Stone DVDs, and this one we call the Atlantis Connection, because America was to be the new Atlantis, and this is the idea that around for 400 years that America would once lead the world to the new world order. So you'll want to get the new Atlantis, you'll want to get Constance Cumby's excellent DVD, The Emergence, the story of the new world leader. And she's been studying this for 27 years. Fascinating information. Certainly you should go to our website, evaluate the material we have there. You want to get our material on the supernatural. And we have a four-tape set or four-CD set on the supernatural. With two of the interviews with the medium, Joanna Michelson. You'll want to get her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. And, of course, she was actually being trained to become a psychic surgeon. Well, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America and pray for Radio Liberty. Till Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Bridge is similar to the 40-year-old steel single arch bridge that collapsed yesterday in Minneapolis. A Transportation Department spokesman says there are about 700 such spans across the country. The official death count from the bridge collapse remains at 4, but the Minneapolis police chief says more bodies have yet to be recovered. As many as 30 people remain missing and nearly 80 have been injured. Governor Tim Pawlenty says his prayers and thoughts are with the families of those who killed or seriously injured in the bridge collapse.
We have witnessed a day of horror and grief and tragedy and loss. Loss and pain and burden.
He also says out of the bridge collapse came many miracles.
Moments before the bridge collapse, a tour boat